the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
Greg? Greg, you feel all right?
Oh, hi, Mom.
You okay?
Sure.
Well, then how come you didn't go to the movies with the boys?
I just didn't feel like it.
You wait right there.
I feel fine, honest. I was just thinking.
Open up. Do you hurt any place?
Of course, girl.
Shh, don't talk with a thermometer in your mouth.
What's wrong with him?
He says nothing.
I feel fine.
How come he didn't go to the movies?
Oh, he says he didn't feel like it.
Oh, say, Greg, did you want your mother and me to wash and iron everything in the laundry chute?
Uh-huh.
He's normal.
Well, if he's normal, how come he wants us to wash and iron his transistor radio?
Come in.
You busy, Dad?
Well, to be honest, I've been looking for an excuse to take some time off.
Well, this won't take long.
That's too bad. What's the problem?
Well, no problem, really. Just something you have to sign for school.
Oh, well, let's have it. I don't like to be nosy, but it's okay if I see what I'm signing here. Don't you think we ought to discuss this a little bit?
Sure.
Well?
I flunked the test.
Oh, you did? I figured that out when I saw the F.
If you flunk a test, then you have to have a parent sign it, and you take it back to school.
Greg, a discussion isn't name, rank, and serial number.
No, sir.
You've always been an A student in math. How come that F?
I got the answers wrong.
I figured that out, too. You better buckle down, young man.
Yes, sir.
Having trouble on any other subjects?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm not going to make a big deal out of this one test, but Greg, hit the books. The grades will come up.
Okay. Thanks, Dad.
You're nice, son.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Are you busy?
I got my heel caught and ripped this darn ham.
Where's Jan and Cindy?
Down with Mom.
Marcia, you're a girl, right?
Do you feel all right?
Boy, if one more person takes my temperature.
Mom, huh? Well, whatever you've got, don't give it to me.
I haven't got anything, honest.
Do you mind if I keep hemming? I want to wear it to school tomorrow.
Marcia, you know how girls feel about things, right?
What things?
Like, older men.
What about older men?
What do they look for?
Lots of things.
Like what?
Well, like, men should be rugged like Steve McQueen. The way he stands, like he's always ready for something. And you've got to dress groovy like Gene Barry. And it's great if he's romantic like Paul Newman. But he should be sort of innocent like Dustin Hoffman. But at the same time, he should be a man of the world like Dean Martin.
All at the same time?
Sure, but there's one thing that's more important than anything else nowadays.
What's that?
What's in? What's really in is a mustache.
Are you sure?
It's not a hair.
Get closer.
If I get any closer, we'll both be wearing the same pajamas.
Come over here, the light's better. Now look.
Still nothing.
Hey, well, how come I can feel it?
All I can feel is skin.
I guess you're... Hey, wait, what's that?
It's a part of a chocolate bar.
That's what it is.
Besides, nobody on the freshman baseball team can wear long hair or a mustache. And you want to try out for the team.
Well, I forgot about that.
What are you guys doing?
We're looking for something.
For what? A mustache. Well, don't look at me. I didn't take it.
Take Greg's temperature again?
Yeah, he's normal.
Only the answer is obvious. He flunked that math test and he's upset.
Oh, I hope you're right. But there's a lot of that Asian flu going around.
Mm-hmm. A lot of jungle fever, too, but not in the neighborhood.
Are you trying to tell me that I'm being an overprotective mother?
Oh, madam, you are president of the club.
You too busy?
No, just reading the paper.
Anything wrong, Alice?
No, but I'd like you to listen to something.
Go ahead.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. There's more.
No offense, Alice, but your boyfriend Sam the Butcher's stealing from William Shakespeare and Robert Burns to boot.
Oh, Mike. Don't pay any attention to him, Alice. Listen, Sam's a very romantic fellow.
Mrs. Brady, Sam's idea of romance is 2 pounds of liver. Heart shape.
That'll make a nice Valentine's gift.
Well, I wouldn't have read this at all, but it fell out of Greg's book, and when I picked it up, I...
Greg?
What's that got to do with Greg?
Well, it starts, "My true love, Linda," and ends, "Eternally yours, Greg."
That's why he's flunking math. Puppy love.
And I've been taking his temperature. Mike, a boy's first romance can be very, very traumatic.
Well, I know it can. I got over mine. Sure, he'll get over his.
Yeah, but did you flunk math?
No. She was in my history class. She had blonde hair and blue eyes, and she wore braces. She always had a head cold.
I can't say much for your taste in women.
Improved as I grew older.
My, Greg's miserable. We've got to find a way to help him.
Ah, honey, you've been raising girls. Boys shrug these things off more easily.
Mike.
Go to sleep.
I'll try.
Besides, it'd be stupid for both of us to be up all night.
Good night, dear.
Good night, honey.
Incredible.
No, it's not that great. On second thought, it is incredible.
I'm talking about Greg's school annual.
What's so fantastic?
There's not a Linda in it.
Impossible. Every school has a Linda.
Stephanie, Joy, Nicole, Lisa, Tiffany, Gigi, Robin, Darlene.
No Mary? Wow. Talk about a generation gap.
Ooh.
kiss for you.
Hi, Mom. Here's a kiss for you. What are you making, fudge or cake?
Cake.
Can I lick the ball?
Sure. Where's Greg? Wasn't he supposed to walk you home from school?
Uh-huh. But he had to stay after school again because of his math.
Math? What is it about math this year?
Let me see how you're doing. Oh, here, Greg, right here. It should be base 10.
Base 10.
You made the same mistake here.
I did.
Oh, I did. Tell me, Greg, what's giving you the most trouble?
Math.
No, I mean in math.
It's hard to say.
Well, if you have no more questions, you can go.
Yes, ma'am. Maybe we should go over it one more time.
Do you think it'll help?
Yes, ma'am. I really think so.
All right. Now, using base 10, you divide this number into this one, getting this answer.
Three adults ought to be able to solve this in no time.
Then how come we've been sitting here for an hour?
Well, we know that Greg's problem is that he's in love with a girl named Linda.
The question is, what's the best way to handle it?
How about some more coffee?
Alice, that's no suggestion. That's an evasion.
Yep, that's what it is, all right.
Well, listen, I think the best approach is positive action. Man-to-man talk.
I think you're right, Mr. Brady.
Be subtle, dear.
Naturally.
Be tactful, dear.
Yes, naturally.
Be back, dear. We'll be waiting.
All right. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Dad.
Your brother's around, honey?
No, they're watching TV.
You busy?
No, sir.
Yeah. Greg, the reason I came up here is... Well, what I mean, you feel okay, do you?
Thermometer's on the sink.
No. I'm not going to take your temperature.
Well, that's a relief.
Let's face it, you have a problem, right?
In math. I'm working on it. You've always taught us to be self-reliant and to try and solve our problems on our own.
Well, that's some problems. But now look, there are other problems that can best be solved by talking it over with someone.
Like what?
Well, like girls, for instance.
Well, now that you brought it up.
Yeah.
How can I get Jen to stop hogging the phone and Marcia to stop hogging the bathroom?
Those aren't girls. Those are your sisters.
Well, they sure act like girls.
Look, I'm referring to, other girls. Girls.
What other girls?
Well, other girls. You know, you're a teenager now, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and there are certain things that a teenager should know about.
Dad.
Yeah?
We already had that talk, remember?
What talk?
That talk.
Oh, that talk, yeah. Well, where are you going?
Get Peter. I think you ought to tell him.
No, he already knows.
Bobby?
Let's not rush things.
Was there anything else?
No, I guess not.
Good night.
Strike out?
I'm not sure I even got to bat.
Well, if man to man didn't work, why don't you try woman to man?
Oh, every time I go near him, he opens his mouth to have his temperature taken.
He just doesn't want to talk about it.
I wish we knew more about this, Linda. I mean, if she likes Greg, and if she knows that Greg likes her, well, maybe we could help. I wonder if he confided in any of the other kids about Linda.
Say, maybe he has.
No, that would be asking them to break a confidence.
Yeah, and to worm it out of them would be too sneaky.
Much too sneaky.
Hi, Cindy, what you doing?
Feeding Kitty carry-all.
Oh, Kitty carry-all. You ever thought about changing her name?
Nope.
Movie stars do it all the time.
Maybe they haven't got a pretty name like Kitty carry-all.
Frankly, to me, she looks like a Linda.
Well, to me, she looks like a Kitty carry-all.
You got a name for this one?
Emily.
Wow. This one looks like a Linda.
It's a boy.
Aren't any of these named Linda?
Nope.
How about girls? Do you know any girls named Linda?
Nope. Why?
Well, it's just such a pretty name. It ought to belong to a pretty girl.
Time for your nap, Kitty. Give Linda a kiss goodnight.
Thanks a lot. Well, a compliment wasn't exactly what I was fishing for. Oh, say, that car is really beautiful. What are you going to name her?
What do you mean?
Racing drivers always name their cars after a girl.
They do?
Always.
Well, I'll think of one.
Maybe I can help you.
Nah, you want me to call it Cindy, Jan, or Marcia?
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
I think a good name would be, Linda.
Linda?
Right.
That'd be dumb.
Why?
Because I don't know anybody named Linda.
You're sure?
Positive.
Well, in that case, how about Jan or Cindy or Marcia?
I knew it. Boy, I just knew it.
I said, what do you think about the name Linda?
Why?
Well, because.
Because why?
Jan, will you stop answering my questions with your questions?
Okay.
Now, how do you feel about Linda for a girl's name?
Mom's gonna have a baby. Mom's gonna have a baby!
Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Come back here! You were right. Being sneaky never pays.
I know. I've just spent 5 minutes trying to convince Jan that I'm not having a baby.
Mom! We're home.
I wonder who Weir is.
Hi.
Hi. We've got a school project we're working on.
Oh, fine.
You know Randy and Hope.
Hi.
This is Linda.
Hi, Mrs. Brady. Hi, Linda.
She hasn't lived here too long.
You just moved here?
A few months ago, from Seattle.
Oh, I have a lot of friends in Seattle. Marcia, why don't you take the girls on upstairs, and Linda and I can have a chat and get better acquainted. Well, do you like it here?
Okay, I guess. You know, leaving all my old friends, that's kind of hard.
Well, I'm sure you've made a lot of new friends here.
Yeah, I guess so.
Pretty girl like you? You must have a lot of boyfriends.
Me here or in Seattle?
Here.
Well, there's one boy I like. The only problem is, he doesn't know I like him.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm positive.
Well, see, he's kind of shy, so I can't tell him how I feel.
Oh, well, I think you should right away.
You really think I should?
Definitely. It would be the best thing in the world for all of us. I mean, for both of you.
Hi, Mom. I'm home.
Oh, Greg, guess who's here?
Who?
Linda!
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi. I'm a friend of Marcia's.
Oh.
A Wins dinner. Wins dinner.
The usual time.
See ya.
Hey, Mom! Send up Linda!
Sure. Dear, it's right up the stairs, the end of the hall.
Nice I met you.
Thanks.
Oh, hi.
Mike?
Yeah?
You'll never guess what happened. I got the wrong Linda.
You'll never guess what happened. I got the right Linda.
What do you mean?
This letter's from Greg's math teacher. She wants to see me tomorrow at 4.
Well, what's that got to do with Linda?
Look at the signature.
The signature?
Yeah. It's from Miss O'Hara. Miss Linda O'Hara.
Oh, no.
Come in.
Mr. Brady?
Yes, that's right.
I'm Linda O'Hara.
How do you do? Well, I halfway expected to see Greg chained to one of your desks here.
I sent him on an errand to the principal's office so we could be alone a few moments.
Good, I appreciate that.
Won't you sit down?
Yeah, please.
I've been going over Greg's records. He's always been a straight-A student in math.
Well, until lately, he has, yeah.
Please don't think I'm prying, but is there a problem at home?
No, that's not where the problem is.
Something's wrong. I'm just not getting through to him.
No, you're getting through to him, all right.
The big problem a teacher faces is getting her student involved.
Miss O'Hara, believe me when I tell you, he is involved.
And maybe it's a personality clash. Sometimes a teacher and a student just don't hit it off.
Oh, no, you hit it off. Honest, that isn't where the problem is.
My boyfriend works a lot with boys, teaching them baseball. Maybe I should discuss it with him.
Baseball? Is that your fiancé parked in a car outside the school?
Yes, he's waiting for me.
Miss O'Hara, I've got an idea. Now, I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Miss O'Hara, was that my dad I just saw running down the hall?
He'll be right back.
Was he mad or anything?
No, he was very understanding.
Lots of parents ask dumb questions.
Relax, yours didn't.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Dad.
Honey, Mr. Brady asked me to come in.
Greg, this is Miss O'Hara's fiancé, Wes Parker.
Hi, Greg.
Wow. A real live Dodger.
First baseman in person. Golden glove, too.
Would you like an autograph?
Did you spell that with one G or two? One.
Now, I'll make a deal with you. If you get an A in math, you can trade that in for 2 tickets to the season's opener.
2 tickets to the opener?
Right.
I'll get an A. Yes, sir.
Atta boy.
Come on, let's go, son.
Right, Dad. Bye, Mr. Parker.
No, call me Wes.
Bye, Wes.
Bye. I'll be right with you. Miss O'Hara, I'd like to pay you a compliment. You know, if I'd had a teacher that looked like you, I'd gotten an F, too.
I feel fine.
Let me feel your forehead.
Got the substitute teacher in biology. She's got red hair and blue eyes. And... wow.
Mike. Mike? Mike!